morning. I thought you might like to hear this old masterpiece quotation, The Old Violin. 'Twas battered and scarred, and the auctioneer scarcely thought it worth his while to waste much time on the old violin, and he held it up with a smile. "What am I bidding, good folks?" he cried. "Who will start the bidding for me? A pound, now two, only two, and £3 once, £3 twice, and going for three." But no. From the room far back, a grey-haired man came forward and picked up the bow. Then, wiping the dust from the old violin and tightening up all the strings, he played a melody pure and sweet as an angel sings. The music ceased, and the auctioneer, with a voice that was quiet and low, said, "What am I bid for the old violin?" And he held it up with the bow. "1,000, and who'll make it two? And who'll make it three once, 3,000 twice, and going and gone," said he. The people cheered, and some of them cried, "We do not quite understand what changed its worth." The man replied, "The touch of the master's hand." And many a person with life out of tune, all battered and torn with sin, is auctioned cheap to a thoughtless crowd, much like the old violin. A mess of pottage, a glass of wine, a game, and he travelled on. He's going once, he's going twice, he's going and almost gone. But the master comes, and the crowd never can quite understand the worth of a soul and the change that is brought by the touch of the master's hand.